Morning, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What You Got Cooking.
Say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
And once again, we turn to our resident foodie, Sasha Wollhandler. Sasha and her husband, Steve Susser, run Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Hey, Sasha, how you doing?
Hot.
Indeed, indeed. And of course, what is it? A week from Friday is July 4th. So today we're going to go to Burger School, huh? We're gonna enroll in Chef Sash Burger 101. Huh? Excellent. Okay.
Well, you know, we've all had a great American love affair with a burger. And as the new young millennials would have it, burgers transcend all time. They're no longer just meat. We've got poultry, we've got lamb, we got fish, we got veggies. You grind it, you've got a burger.
Anything ground can be a burger, indeed. Okay, so once we get whatever we're grinding up here, how do we prepare it?
Well, you know, the best thing, rather than buying those burgers that already are formed, would be to have your butcher grind it up for you. And I've been told by my chef and a few different chefs that grinding it on the coarse side gives a really much more satisfying texture.
On the coarse side.
Yes, uh-huh. And then you want to chill the meat. It helps to make everything else cohere in it. And then when you are preparing it, take it out from the refrigerator and mince up all your spices that are going to go into it. Try not to handle it too much. You really don't want to pound away at this burger. Put it in a large bowl and put all your spices into it. And then tenderly, with loving care, form it into your little round balls. And then flatten them a little bit to 1 inch, 1.5 inches. Put them in the fridge for another 20 minutes. And then we're going to go on to cooking.
Hmm. Okay, now, that's interesting, this, but you don't want to knead the meat too much. You don't want to handle it. You don't want to mush it around. I'm mushing around all the time because I'm always adding stuff to
right?
it.
Yeah. But try to get all your mise en place together, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Put it all in and give it a mush once, but not a lot.
And then back in the fridge
and
for a little bit.
Back in the fridge.
All right, so let's talk about, you know, flavors and how we flavor this.
Well, there's endless ways to go with flavors. And, you know, you and I have talked about flavors forever and ever. And it brings me to Ernest Hemingway. I know it's a stretch, but here goes Sasha. I digress. I've always had romantic feelings about burgers. I must have been in Paris in my first time reading A Movable Feast, and I feel like I remember Hemingway talking about making burgers for a bunch of Frenchmen there, trying to go on about the great classical burger. So last night when I was writing, looking forward to talking to you today, I looked up Hemingway and Paris and burgers, and up came, yes, there is a very famous Hemingway burger, believe it or not.
In Paris?
No, it's in Cuba. So whomever is out there as a literary person, let me know where it is in Movable Feast. But the Hemingway burger, which is quite famous apparently, has minced garlic, capers, Indian relish, Spice Island Beaumont seasoning, Maillé powder, red wine, a little soy, and egg. I have no idea how it tasted, but we know he drowned it with copious amount of red wine. So, as he famously said, we ate cheaply, we drank cheaply, and I'm now heading into Hemingway food hedonism. But it spurs us on to burger taste.
Indeed. Well, that's a burger that takes a long time to make, too. That's no slapping some, you know, a hunk of meat on the grill. All right, so let's start on when we move on from Papa Hemingway's, you know, incredibly fecund ingredient list to a regular beef burger.
Take your burger there. I wanted to do something unusual, so I put some fig jam. Mm-hmm. Of course, the burger has salt and pepper.
Right.
I put some bacon, and then I put some blue cheese. I just love that combination.
Fig jam, bacon, and blue cheese on a nice medium rare succulent burger.
Bite it, Tom.
Mm. Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Is that a good one?
I like that one. I'm a burger fan.
Let's face it, guys.
The jam, the cheese, and the bacon. Mm.
You can do anything you want on top of burgers. Salsa, cheese of any type, caramelized onions, bacon, of course, fruit salsas, chutneys, grilled fruit, marinated grilled mushrooms. It's endless, and oh my God, I forgot the pickles.
The pickles, that's all right. You can forget the pickles as far as I'm concerned. All right, you've also brought in a bison burger. The bison, a more lean grade of meat, huh?
They are very, very lean, and as I said earlier, if you're really concerned about doing things that are very lean, bison's a great way to go, and you and I know our Gunpowder Falls butcher people that you see at the farmer's market. They have great bison guys, and I put on that some cheese and some black bean salad, which I think is delicious.
Oh, it's delicious.
And then I want you to move on to the lamb burger.
All right, now you got a lamb burger here, too. So we have these four different. We got beef, we've got bison, we've got lamb, and then we're going to move on to salmon in a second.
Remember, lamb you can do a couple of different ways. I did it Mediterranean here with oregano, mint, cumin, some chili flakes. I grilled it. I put some grilled eggplant on there. I put a little red pepper hummus, and I also put a little bit of the feta cheese. And isn't that a fabulous combination? Now, that lamb, I crumbled up some merguez sausage in that, which gave it an extra tingle, but you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You can just season your lamb. You can do it Indian style with ginger and cumin and coriander and cayenne and serve it with a sambal on top. How delicious is that?
And again, this shows that there's virtually nothing you can't think about throwing into, you know, to your burger mixture.
Very quickly, I want you to taste the salmon burger.
Okay, now a salmon burger. See, a lot of folks don't even think about fish as being a burger thing.
And what you're doing, you're chopping up your salmon, folks. You're putting in an egg white to help it stay together because fish is a little more tender. And then you're also going to add, I put soy and sesame oil. And I put a little bit of miso and some maple syrup. Isn't that delicious?
It really is delicious. Now, does the salmon hold together when you put it on the grill?
No, you have to put a piece of tin foil down and put some little holes in it. And then you can cook it through. But one last thing, Tom, we got to go to buns. I mean, really, they come in all sizes.
I hesitate to ask you about buns, Sasha, but
Tom,
yet I must.
Now, don't be a wicked lad, but you know there's hard buns, soft buns, crunchy buns, focaccia, there's English muffins, there are baguettes, there's naan, there's pitas. People, whatever makes your burger work. I hope I've wet your palate to experiment with burgers this summer. And let your imagination and your taste rock on. Enjoy the summer. Make your own Hemingway burger. Papa would enjoy it.
That's right. And whatever you come up with, send us an email to mdmorn@wipr.org, and we'll put them on a website as well as all of the recipes that Sasha and I talked about this morning. Sasha, great to see you, and happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th to you, Tom. Rock on.
Sasha Wollhandler and her husband, Steve Susser, own Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Come on over to our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, and we'll have the burger recipes that Sasha and I talked about this morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. Lots more ahead. Stay with us.